Welcome to the Intuitively You podcast, where we chat all things intuitive eating, body image, finding peace with food, and so much more. I'm your host, Jen Baswick, intuitive eating dietitian and embodiment coach, and I'm your guide along your journey to food freedom so that you can improve your relationship with food and your body to no longer hold you back from living your best, most fulfilling life. We'll be chatting about all the real talk, the tips and tricks, the struggles, and most importantly, how you, yes you, can finally find peace with food and your body. After each episode, I'll be sure to wrap it up with some takeaways for you to implement in your life, so make sure to stick around until the end. Now, let's dive into today's episode.
So earlier this week, I found myself in a situation where I was really craving vegetables. And if you are someone who is on my Food Freedom Insiders email list and you saw my email from earlier this week, this is exactly what I wanted to also talk about on the podcast here, because I think it's just such an interesting little piece or nugget of intuitive eating in real life, in my real life, and what's happening for me as a personal example of how this work on your relationship with food can really transform things for you and change things kind of like a 180. And I want to break down this idea of craving vegetables, because my past self literally would have never thought that it would be possible for me to be in a place where I was like, yeah, like I really, truly, authentically, deep down want vegetables. Like that felt like something that was so beyond what was possible for me. And if you can at all relate, like if you've ever thought to yourself, it's like probably impossible to actually want or crave veggies, then, you know, this will be an episode that's really interesting for you. And even if you just want to hear like what this process is like what goes on in my head when these things happen to me and when I have different experiences around food, how I navigate it, then also this episode is totally going to be for you, because I just am straight up going to share this personal example with you about, you know, why I used to think craving vegetables was like literally impossible. And now how I'm actually in a place where that's my reality and it feels pretty normal, and what that like looks like in itself. So to really like kind of paint the whole picture of this, I, instead of, you know, craving veggies, I was more so craving all of the fun foods, all of the sweets, all of the time, you know, the chips, chocolate, cookies, ice cream, everything that you would think of as a fun food or foods that you might typically kind of overdo it on, if you will. And back at that time, I was on and off of different diets or trying to eat, you know, clean, whatever we want to call that. I was nonstop eating the sweets into like from the afternoon into the evening, and then trying to be as good as possible as I could during the day. And like, I just didn't think anyone could actually want to eat vegetables because really like what was going on at that time was that I was forcing myself into trying to eat vegetables, right? Because that's what diet culture tells us is quote unquote good and what we should do. And, you know, if you eat more veggies, then you'll eat less of the quote unquote bad foods or whatever that narrative is that just skews our perception and mindset around food so, so much. So that version of me, my past self, when I was really in the depths of struggling with binging, emotional eating, not having a grip on food, just feeling so out of control around food, I was like really truly stuck in, you've probably heard me say this many times, but the diet binge cycle. That version of me was really on and off different diet plans or attempts at clean eating, right? Like I said, like even if it wasn't a actual regimented or like fad diet, ugh, so many of those I tried, like I can't even name them all. I was actually on another podcast, the Binge Dietitians podcast, the other day. We were recording and he was asking me about what diets I did. And I'm like, well, where do you want me to start? Because I've been around the block and back. Like everything from, you know, the Atkins diet, which is throwback. That and Kayla Itzine's bikini body guide and the, you know, meal plan that came along with it and the 21 day fix and just using my fitness pal and counting things and all of those different plans. I've done a lot of them. And at that time, when I was the version of me who could not fathom the idea of craving vegetables, I was in that place. I was in trying to get back on track, back on the wagon, back towards clean eating all the time. And like I said, also coming from this place, the quote unquote good foods, the foods that were allowed on these diets were mainly around like veggies, like load up on as many veggies as you can. Or there's like that classic, you may have heard it before, and I wouldn't recommend thinking about food in this way at all, but I had that mindset of, oh yeah, like volume eating. Like if you eat more veggies, you'll just fill up on that. And then you won't eat, you know, the other like higher calorie foods or sweet foods or whatever, quote unquote, bad foods. That's so not the case. I just like now knowing what I know now, oh, what horrible advice to be given, because that's just not how our bodies work. And like, yeah, it's like a very disordered thing to think about food that way of like, I'll just eat so much of this quote unquote good or clean food that I won't like have any space left for the other foods. No, that's exactly the kind of mindset that keeps you stuck and what I really would love for you to overcome if you're still kind of thinking in that way or those types of thoughts are lingering for you. Same, like, you know, as we're on the topic of what past me was in at that time, I was not allowing myself to have the fun foods, right? We're loading up on the good foods, quote unquote, good foods, the clean foods that were okay on all these plans, but I can't have any of the fun foods, right? Like I said, cookies, ice cream, chips, etc. All those foods were just off limits. And really had that like good versus bad food idea in my mind that the veggies were good and all the other fun foods were bad. And this just led to such a weird mentality around food where there was this irresistible magnetism to those fun foods like the chips, cookies, chocolate, ice cream, all the things that I placed off limits, I was feeling out of control around, really. And that's what I know now and what I teach, like putting those limits and rules on foods creates that irresistible magnetism. And then on the flip side of things, it was like I had kind of like an icky feeling or weird association about the vegetables or quote unquote clean foods. Like, you know, typically you think like salads that are made up of mostly vegetables as like a diety food. I had a weird feeling and icky mentality around them too, because I was like forcing myself to eat them because I had to be so good, right? So that made this like icky feeling about all foods. And it was just not enjoyable at all. And that just led me to that place of feeling out of control around the fun foods and then like dreading eating these like salads and focusing on veggies so much. Like I was just like, ugh, I don't want to eat a salad again. Ugh, it's so like, I'm so over it. It's so boring. It's so bland. I'm like sick of this. So yeah, it was like almost, and you could think about it too in this way. It's like that all or nothing thinking when it comes to food. It's like all of the quote unquote good foods and none of the quote unquote bad foods. That all or nothing thinking just puts you into a funky place with food that's not supporting overall, you know, balanced, healthy lifestyle that includes all foods and allows you to eat all foods in ways that just, you know, feels good to you and amounts that feels good to you. So that's where I was at. That version of me literally could not fathom the idea of craving veggies, right? So fast forward to today, to now, where this week, so this episode I'm recording close to Friday when these episodes come out, and this happened to me last weekend. So fast forward to today, or this past weekend, I found myself on Monday really craving vegetables. Like I wanted them. I was like, oh, please give me some vegetables. I need it. And I'll explain why and how I got there and what I did about that. But really, kind of to set the scene, the version of me today who has stepped into really my like intuitive eater era and has healed my relationship with food. Trust me, it took me a while to get here as well. But really, like the differences between past self who was struggling and me now, what this looks like. Now I am not dieting by any means. I'm not following any rules about food. I really have embraced an all foods fit mentality. All that, like, you know, the veggies and the chips, cookies, chocolate, etc., all of it is embraced and included in my balanced, healthy lifestyle. I've really let go of that all or nothing thinking about food as looking at it as good versus bad. That's not the case anymore. All food is food and it all fits and it's all on the same playing field. I really am in a place where I honor my body's needs and desires in a way that just feels really, really good to me in each and every moment of my day, and really just making decisions from an authentic place rather than trying to do what I thought I should do. And now that I have truly embraced this positive relationship with food for myself, there are no more of those funky feelings towards food. Either on the like, oh my gosh, I can't have that food because it's off limits side with the fun foods, or the like, ugh, I can't even like, ugh, I don't even want to think about veggies because like I'm sick of them, on that more diety mentality side with those types of quote unquote clean foods, right? No more funky feelings towards food. And I want to say, like, all of that I just described, these are the things that I love to help my clients through as well. And I would love to support you with, if you want this to be your reality as well. This is exactly what I do inside of my programs and exactly what I would love to see you thrive with as well, because these changes in your relationship with food truly make a difference, not only with food, but it spills over into you just having more brain space to live your life and enjoy life and really be able to live more authentically as you. Just jumping in here to quickly interrupt this episode to share something with you in case you're looking to take your journey to food freedom to the next level. If you're resonating with what you're listening to here on the Intuitively You podcast, I just know that you could truly thrive with getting support within my signature program, Embodied Food Freedom. Embodied Food Freedom is a highly supportive small group coaching program that I really carefully crafted to help you get all of the best guidance, tools, tailored support, and community that you need to truly go from binge eating, overeating, emotional eating, stressing over food, and feeling stuck in the diet cycle to finally feeling at peace and in control around food to learn how to embody your version of food freedom. This program has so many wonderful features like live small group coaching sessions. Really, it's like getting one-on-one coaching time within a small group environment where you also get to learn from others. You get all of what you need to know to know how to really break free from the binge cycle and move towards food freedom in my Freedom Method video lessons, worksheets, activities, and more for you to actually take action with ease, because I know we all have busy lives. You get a private community support group where it's really an environment of lifting each other up and being alongside everyone else working on this journey so you're not feeling alone anymore. There's a 24/7 space where you can get support, ask questions, and share anything you'd like, where you will be able to get everything answered between sessions by me. And more, like a bonus body image guest expert workshop session. If this sounds interesting to you, I would love to invite you to apply and hop on a free discovery call with me to chat more about all of the details and if embodied food freedom would be a really great fit for you and your goals. It would be my honor to support you in finding your version of food freedom so you can really truly just live your life without stressing about food anymore. The link is in the show notes for you to go ahead and apply right now and book that free discovery call. I am so excited for you, and I can't wait to potentially chat with you soon and help you to gain the clarity on if this program is the right fit for you. Now, back to the episode. So really, me being in this place of having a positive relationship with food now is that there is no more of that, like, I just can't leave the cookies alone if they're in the house mentality. I eat the cookies when I want to in mindful amounts that feel good to me in whatever moment it is. And also, I actually enjoy eating veggies because I know that I do feel better overall when I do. There's no more of the shoulds. It's just like this beautiful dance with my own body's inner wisdom that has led me and brought me to this place and space that I'm in with my relationship with food now. Like I said, it's exactly what I love to help my clients with, like refinding your inner wisdom, how to eat in a way that makes you feel your best without rules, and how to allow the fun foods back into your life without feeling out of control with them. Anyways, back to the main idea or concept of why I'm setting the scene of all this stuff is me craving all the veggies at the beginning of this week and how I got there and what was happening going on in my head is this example of like intuitive eating in real life while I was craving these veggies. So what happened to really like get me to that place? Like what happened before that to lead me to this place of the more like craving or desire or like true want for me to want more veggies. Basically, I had a weekend. So like my Saturday and Sunday were lacking in vegetables. And not that I want to preface by saying that's not a bad thing. Like it's not that I thought, oh my gosh, I didn't have any veggies over the weekend. Now I got to make up for that and have all the veggies on Monday. Like, no, that is not at all what was going on, which is where your brain might go when you hear something like that. So I want to really make that clear. It was not a bad thing. The weekend was the weekend and, you know, me not having so many vegetables was totally okay. I didn't make it mean anything about myself. I didn't be like, oh my gosh, you should feel so guilty for eating in that way. Like, what's wrong with you? You got to fix this. You got to make up for this tomorrow. None of that. It was just that I was truly like really busy traveling all over the place and had like some really fast paced days. You know, we went to an event with some friends. It was like if you could imagine, here in Ontario, we have something called the ROM. It's like the Royal Ontario Museum. And they have like a adults night. It's like they call it ROM After Dark. And basically it's like, maybe you could think like Night at the Museum. We were joking that it was like Night at the Museum vibes, but pretty well, like the museum turns into live music and food and bars and stuff. It was very fun. But that was my Friday night. And then very early on the Saturday morning, I drove to my hometown to where my dad lives. It's about 2 hours away. So I had that drive. And then I went suit shopping with him, which was like another hour drive from where he was. And then, you know, going back and then spending time there, spending time with my family. And really just like kind of zipping all over the place, trying to like visit my grandma and like do all these things and all this stuff in like 24 hours. And then I came back to the city, like where I live now. And then a friend of mine had a birthday tea party. So I had to get ready and go to that. And like just in the midst of all of this, my eating was not, you know, usual or typical to what it would look like. It was just a little bit more and scattered and all over the place. And like, what can I have? Like, what is available to me right now? And we're just going to work with what's here. And that's totally fine. And especially at things like the birthday tea party I went to, like it was a lot of fun foods and that was amazing. And if you saw me post it on my Instagram, you know what I'm talking about. It was a beautiful spread. And yeah, just like being in the space where all of that is okay. It's not bad that I was eating out and having all of these different fun foods and things. Like I did not make that mean anything about me. It was just that I was living my life and food wasn't the first forefront and front and center thing that I was focusing on. I was focusing on being in all these experiences. And yeah, food did become a little bit of an afterthought, and that's okay. That can happen to people who are dietitians like me from time to time too. I'm also only human and that's totally fine. This is life. And having a couple days where eating looks like that is like no big deal, whatever. And it's totally fine. And I share this with you to hopefully allow you to see that like that's okay. It's okay to be in those spaces, those places where eating doesn't look quote unquote perfect or what we think it should look like or anything like that. We're human, life happens, and it's all good. And what ended up happening after this, right? So in these places where my eating was a little scattered, kind of all over the place, not very well balanced, if we want to call it like that, like lacking in vegetables. And then no guilt, right? No guilt, no shame from that. Just truly finding myself on Monday being like, wow, my body is really, truly telling me that it wants and needs more veggies today. Like it's really craving that. And since I'm just so in tune with my body and being able to really tap into like what it's asking me for, it will literally tell me what's up in this way. And it's easy for me now after practicing this for such a long time to be able to tap into that and be like, okay, you're asking for more veggies. Cool. Let's do that. And that's what I focused on. I didn't make it a restrictive thing, right? Like it wasn't like, oh, I gotta eat so good today. Nothing like that. It was more so like, okay, what do I want in this moment? Like, what do I want today to eat? And how can I maybe think about, since my body's asking me for it, how can I think about adding in intentionally even more veggies because it really is desiring and craving that into my day? Not from a diet mentality, but from a place of really just truly caring for my body and giving it what it needs. And, you know, if this sounds like a little bit dreamy for you, if you're like, that would be nice to just let myself have the fun foods, not feel guilt about it, not feel like I need to make up for it, but also honor my body in the way that you're giving it what it wants. If it's craving veggies, like what? Is that a reality that's actually possible? It is. And I literally, like I was painting the picture of, well, my past self was like, I literally would have never imagined myself to be in this place. But take this as an example that it is possible, even if you don't think it is. So use me as an example to hopefully expand you on that idea that this could happen for you too. And I do really love to invite you to, you know, reach out for support if you do want to make this your reality. I am here to support you through that. And Embodied Food Freedom, my signature small group coaching program, is currently in pre-enrollment. And I would love to invite you in to the program. This next cohort that's coming up will be starting in mid-April 2024, whenever you're listening to this, mid-April 2024. And it will likely be the last time that I have a cohort running until the fall. So just saying, if you want to get the support and be in a program that has been so carefully crafted and, you know, designed around client feedback for multiple years, this is a program for you because it is truly like, of course, you know, I'm a little biased because I love it. It's like my baby of a program, but it's truly the program that will help you make this transformation of going from feeling out of control around food to embracing your power around food and being able to feel at peace with your food decisions and eating in a way that makes you feel your best without having to struggle with food so much, whether that be binging, overeating, emotional eating, feeling off with food, all of the stuff. So I would love to support you. I would love to invite you into Embodied Food Freedom so you can, if that sounds interesting to you, head to the show notes. I have a link for you there. You can book a free discovery call. We can chat through the program and you can get a little bit more clarity on if the program is a right fit for you. I would love to help you make that decision if you want a little bit of guidance. So go ahead and check that out. You'll see what spots I have available for discovery calls. And I would love to support you inside of this cohort. And I just truly believe in the power of getting guidance, getting support, and getting into community for this type of stuff. Like, I think I actually was speaking to someone on a discovery call earlier today, and, you know, we were chatting about how she was feeling so shameful about just reaching out for support in general, and how it's taken her a long time to actually just reach out for support, right? Like, actually book the discovery call, because it was feeling like something that was so hard to admit and actually ask for help with. And know that if that's you, if that resonates with you, if you're struggling in silence and, you know, not reaching out for support because you feel some kind of shame or off way about what you're experiencing, know that there is absolutely no judgment here, and I am here to support you. That's it. And I would welcome you with open arms, and I try my best to create the safest, most supportive spaces as possible. And that is something that's very important to me, because I know feeling safe along this journey is something that is so important. So anyways, if this feels interesting to you, if you want to learn more, go to the link in the show notes, and I would absolutely love to chat with you and see if working with me inside of Embodied Food Freedom would be the best fit for you. And I would love to welcome you into pre-enrolling for our April cohort. It's going to be so much fun. And yeah, I will talk to you in the next episode or on your free discovery call. Either way, we will chat soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Intuitively You podcast. You can find the show notes from today's episode along with all the takeaways at theintuitivenutritionist.com/podcast. Let's connect on Instagram. You can find me at the.intuitive.nutritionist. Be sure to share and tag me when you're listening along. And if you're loving the podcast, I would be so honored for you to go ahead and hit that subscribe or follow button and leave a review. I'm so happy you're here and learning how to better your relationship with food, your body, and yourself. Until next time, keep on living intuitively you.